Krishna Chandan, his schedule.
Krishna Prabhu? Krishna Chandan Prabhu? What next?
We have 10 minutes for questions.
Okay. But I'm not expert in answering.
Maharaj, you were mentioning that shloka avaishnava kukotinam. So, what is the minimum qualification for avaishnava to be able to speak the harikatha uncontaminated?
The definition of Vaishnava is gross and subtle. The gross definition of Vaishnava is one who is initiated in Vishnu Mantra is Vaishnava. This is a gross definition. Whoever is initiated in Vishnu Mantra, means Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, is Vaishnava. But more deep, subtle definition of Vaishnava is Kanak Kamani, Pratishtha Bhagani, Chhadiya Chejai, Saito Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his very beautiful song, Vaishnav K. Who is Vaishnav? Very beautiful song. If really we want to understand who is real Vaishnav, we can go through this song. Prabhupada very strictly, he told in that song this line, this phrase. Kanak Kamani Pratishtha Bhagani. Person who has given up the desire of wealth, attraction towards opposite sex, and pratishtha of name and fame. To whatever degree he is renouncing these three, he is Vaishnava the same degree. Yeah? This is a subtle definition. So gross is everyone is Vaishnava. I am wearing kanti, I am putting tilak, I am chanting holy name, I am Vaishnava. But this is a gross definition. Now, my practices, my spiritual practices, how far I have gone to adopt the purity in my life, that counts a lot. So that I then, only after giving up these three desires, pratishtasha drishta shapach ravni mehni kate, that Chandalini, dog-eater woman, she is dancing in the heart which is full of pratishtha, to desiring adoration from others, desiring the name and fame. So in very common saying, it says, what is the appearance of sadhu? How we can judge him? It says, sadhu cannot be judged when he is sitting in the audience. Sadhu is judged when he is sitting in his own room. In audience, I may pose I am a big sadhu. But how far I have acquired these qualities of sadhu, I can judge my own self when I am behind the walls, when I am alone. What I am doing there, then I can consider how far I have acquired this quality of sadhu. So externally, I may pose, I am very big sadhu. Saffron gloss, red saffron gloss. Big kanti and big tilak. But what is in my heart is more important. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has introduced this different kind of vairagis. Phalgu vairagya, Markad vairagya, and Yukta vairagya. Markad vairagya is renunciation like monkeys. Monkeys, very famous, Vrindavan monkeys are very famous. If we go through the streets of Vrindavan, we can see the monkeys. Moment we look in their eyes, they are moving their eyes like this. I am not acknowledging you, I am not seeing you. But he is always seeing what I am carrying and what is in my pocket. The moment I am not seeing in the eyes of the monkeys and I am walking the street, just coming and taking everything of my belongings. Okay? So this is Markad Vairagya. Then Phalgu Vairagya. the river Phalgu. There's upstream and there's one downstream. So externally different, internally different. This is Phalgu Vairagya. So he explained Yukta Vairagya. Nirvandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. Accepting all those things which are only meant for service of Krishna. Or in other words, following the dips of Sharanagati. Anukulasya Sankalpam Pratikulasya Vivarjanam. Accepting those things which are favorable to bhakti, rejecting those things which are unfavorable to bhakti. Then it is Vaishnava. Okay. So the moment the rasgulla is not in front of me, I don't feel like eating. Very honestly, I am telling you. We can judge our heart. I can say, I am not sensing joy. But the test will come when the rasgulla will come in front of me. Since the moment rasgulla is not there, I don't want rasgulla. But my point of test will come when the rasgulla is there. Very nice. After seeing rasgulla, if I am not feel like rasgulla, then I can consider it, I have control. So this is the subtle definition of Vaishnava. So it's very difficult to judge. Only by symptoms. It is very difficult to judge. Because a person can be judged. The person can be judged if he is after money, if he is after opposite sex. But if he is after pratishta, name and fame, which is very subtle thing present in the heart, cannot be judged. But only subtle person can see the subtle things. The one who is wearing the glass, subtle glasses, lens, x-rays, then it can be seen what is present there. What disease is present in the heart, only with x-rays. So those are higher authorities, our Guru Vargas, they are wearing these glasses, x-rays, they can see. But whereas we are ordinary living entities, we can only see the gross things. But what is understream, it can only be known by the association of higher authorities. More we associate with them, more these qualities develop and this vision develop to see more subtle things, to understand more subtle tattva about Krishna, to understand more subtle bhav, the deep moods of the Vaishnavas, and to understand more deep and subtle moods of non-devotees. Only with association, there is no other way. So in every regard, association of pure devotees is always, always, always beneficial. Yes? Any more? Not question, even comments?